opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe, good morning out there on the West Coast.
Good morning, Woody. And man, after a nice, beautiful 40-minute ride to get here to these gorgeous studios in Sacramento, man, it's great to be here. Got a lot of stuff to get to, Woody. Just talking to you off the air a little bit before we started about the Home Run Derby last night. And you know what? I've got this belief. We all want to see whether, and I'm going to use the NBA and MLB as an example. You just want to see your best power hitters in the Home Run Derby. You do. Like, no Judge, no Otani. Those are your two big names. I get it. And by the way, the guy that's leading baseball in home runs right now is the guy that won it all last night that you were just talking about, Cal Raleigh. It was cool to see his dad pitching to him, his brother was catching. Guy's got 38 home runs, have an amazing year. He's up in Seattle. We don't talk about Seattle very much in anything. It's so far away. But a hell of a story. But, yeah, would have been nice to have Judge. It would have been nice to have Otani. But they've been there and they've done that, and they're done. Same thing in the dunk contest. It would be nice to see your stars. And LeBron's, you know, we talk about this every year with LeBron. He doesn't do it. He's not going to do it now at 40 years old for sure. But it would be nice to see some of your great players do the dunk contest at least once or twice. And because you like to see that, or a G League guy gets called up occasionally that's won it the last couple of years. Not great for business. It's just not. And it kills the dunk contest. And again, the dunk contest, for the way these guys jump and their creativity, I give them all the props in the world. It's like a guy that can – I could never do it. And a guy that can hit a ball 450 feet, they were hitting a 470. Another guy, Cruz, hit a 513 feet last night. Those are amazing things that, you know, playing baseball till I was a junior in high school before I focused on two sports. But it was, I go, man, that's amazing. It's just incredible to see a guy, hand speed, explosiveness, that can hit a ball that far. Just amazing in front of a full house and those things. I think it's great. I'm not a home run derby hater. I'm not. I like it. Hell, some people think it's better than the All-Star game where, you know, everybody plays. And, you know, I do believe guys in the All-Star game want to be there. I don't know about the NBA, but I believe MLB guys, Major League Baseball guys, like going. One of the reasons they don't play a lot. Second of all, they've got their families with them, so it's kind of a paid vacation with your family there. If you've got little boy or little girl, you want them there, and they can be part of the whole deal. But, yeah, last night was kind of cool to see it. I wish they could do a better job. What do you think before – and we got a lot of stuff, including a big story in South Florida with Teddy Bridgewater. We're going to get on that. And, by the way, you may not like my take on it, South Florida, so we'll have that in a second. Woody, I want to hear what you think about it as well. But it's funny. They did the sticks, the golf sticks now, which is cool in golf. where a guy, you can tell where the guy's sitting it, and they sit and it goes out and hits his three iron in on a second shot, and it's a straight shot or it's spraying right. And it gives you an idea, because let's be honest, watching a golf ball on TV, unless you have a great TV, high def, 81-inch TV, sometimes you can't see it. So it's great. Last night, those sticks, though, man, it's like every ball is like a 380-foot home run, and they're like, oh, my God, he crushed it, and they'd show the little stick, and it kind of looked like a normal home run. And I was like, no, damn, I want to see how far that bitch is going. I want to see, like, let it rip, man. Give me a close-up how far that thing's going. I don't know. Maybe it was just me last night. They just showed the sticks, and I know it's rapid fire. I mean, they are rapid fire, and next pitch, and you're trying to hit as many home runs in a short period of time as you can. But, if a guy hits a ball 513 feet, I'm going to watch that home run. I want to get rid of all the sticks, and I just want to see that. With all those cameras they have there last night, I want to see how far that thing actually goes up, a close-up of how far that thing goes. We don't get to see a 513-foot or 484-foot or a 490-foot home run a lot. I want to see that, because that is Superman stuff. Now, we got people that are up this morning, probably played baseball at some level and hit home runs, you know, in high school ballparks. Some of you played college baseball and have hit 400-foot home runs. I would have no idea about it. I know I did not. But, man, you see something like that, like last night. I was watching it, and it just looked like, because they have those stinking sticks. I don't know if I like them. Everybody, did you like them last night, Woody, the sticks?
Those golf ball things?
Yeah, the golf ball.
My takeaway from the event is it's too long, Joe. I mean, that thing was like, what was it, 2.5 hours by the time they were getting into the final? I just would prefer they did like a 10 hour event, or like something like that. Like just the rapid fire 3 minutes with a break in the middle. Then you get the bonus round, right? And then, you know, there's another round of 2 minutes and more bonus rounds. And I don't know, man. The rules just seem a little bit odd.
I like it.
But
they're trying to kill 3 hours, okay?
I know they're trying to. And they did successfully. They did. it's a long event.
You saw some of the other guys. It was hilarious. I'm sitting with my father, who I'm spending some time with out here. And he goes, hey, Judge, I think he's up next. And I was like, you know, I kind of look at him sometimes and go, huh? And he was saw Jazz Chisholm, who hit 3 home runs. Jazz got a big, confident personality, but it was he can say whatever he wants. His ass was embarrassed when it was done.
Well, why is he in it? Like that's the thing that's frustrating. Like, why is he even forced to do it? Because we can't get the other guys to do it. I mean,
I think they wanted a Yankee to do it, and Judge didn't want to do it.
I guess he walked up to the plate like he knew he had no shot, though, right?
I mean,
he was all casual,
full of confidence, untalked. I don't.
He looked.
Jazz Chisholm believes he can do anything. Part of the reason.
We can't do that.
He's actually had success in New York. Anyway.
That's not his game, man.
Judge is standing next to him. My dad's going, hey, I think Judge is up next. I go, no. Judge is there watching the show for tomorrow, and he just happens to be out there, and he realizes his teammates are a little embarrassed about what's going on. He hadn't hit a friggin' home run yet, and he had to call a timeout. It was a rough one. Rough one last night. All right. We got Finn's rookies reporting today. And they'll probably get their physicals and get all the stuff done. And obviously, probably a bigger year this year than most years for a rookie class, where you're going to need a lot of young dudes and a lot of dudes that didn't get to play last year as much, and a lot of guys the year before that are still on this team are going to get a chance. And I still believe they're going to add a corner at some point when the price comes down. And then the other question I have that's not going away so far, the Dolphins have made it pretty clear this offseason, we spent too much money last year and didn't get our money's worth. We are not spending, and I think they've been told from the top that they are not spending money. Are they going to pay Zach Sealer? Because Zach Sealer's situation is a little different than everybody else's, because he's got 3 rookie draft picks, 3 defensive tackles we drafted. Now, that tells me when you draft 3 of them, including 1 in the 1st round, that you're planning on playing a lot of rookies. with Zach Seeler. And Zach's a perfect guy, great makeup, character dude, hardworking, old school. Nothing's been handed to that guy. Got one of the great stories, was cut, and we picked him up. Chris did a great job of picking this guy up, and he came in like week one and had like, seemed like he had like nine tackles the first time he lined up and played. Went, wow, was this just luck? And he's kind of been that guy ever since, and got himself another contract, and that contract's saying, screaming with 10 sacks in back-to-back years. You know, you guys have made a big deal. I saw my buddy Christian Wilkins. He was told over and over again, hey, you're doing a lot of tackles for loss, really good. A lot of tackles, really aggressive. Leadership's great. But there's one stat, and it's the most important stat. Christian, we just can't pay you big bucks because you don't have sacks. And this guy's going, hey, how many guys playing on the inside have had 10 sacks in back-to-back years? Me. So I'm really curious to see if they break it and either force him to play, or they're going to bump his pay up and pull in an Xavier Howard, just put some money onto this year, or give him a little extension. I don't know. If not, I know a lot of people think there's a hold-in coming. Zach's not going to lose any money. He's going to be there. He'll do certain drills. And then when you do competitive drills one-on-one, he'll be watching. Now, I hope that doesn't happen. I've said this from day one. I want to be drama-free. You got rid of some of the drama, apparently, and I want to just see Mike be able to answer football questions every day about this team. Football on the field, how's this guy doing? How's that guy doing? And, do you have to add any? All that stuff. As we get closer to things. All right. We got something else that's in the news today that I wanted to get to. I wanted to let you know that this Teddy Bridgewater thing popped and became, by the way, one of the biggest stories overnight. Former NFL quarterback for a long time out of Northwestern High School, where he went to high school, by the way, is the head coach at Northwestern. He's been suspended by the Florida High School Athletic Association for impermissible benefits. There you go. Yeah. That's what it was. I couldn't remember what it was. Thank you.
It's okay.
We're really struggling here. I'm on all kinds of medicine. Uber rides, pregame meals, everything. And I looked at this, and you know, he put it out on Facebook's the reason he wasn't hiding it. He sent something out to the Northwestern alumni on his post on Facebook. Said, hey, need your help. I've been picking up the tab for these kids for their meals, their travel, and I need some help. So Florida High School Athletic Association gets a hold of this and says, oh, he's suspended. Well, I got to tell you, they better be careful. They better be careful. Because there's a lot of schools doing the same thing. Teddy just happened to come out because he had no idea. He said, I'm not paid by the school. I'm an outsider, just a big fan that wants to be involved with these kids. But I don't work for the school. I basically donate my time. So I looked at this. I think it's a joke. The bigger problem you have that starts all this is that open transfer portal where kids are coming from all over to play at certain schools. That's where your problem is. But if you think a kid's traveling out of the inner city anywhere in South Florida to go in 30, 35 minutes to get to school, 40 minutes to get to school, you think all of a sudden mom or dad or aunt or uncle got money? How do you think it's happening? Whether it comes to getting food because they're hungry. All the stuff you have before games. Yeah, there's a lot of schools and booster clubs and alumni that help raise money for the events for this football, which is a big event. But we're making a big deal about this. Teddy's right. I'll just stand up. I'll sit in the stands. What are you going to suspend me for? I don't work for you. I'm donating, basically donating my time. He won a championship, had to feel great after playing in the NFL and stop and build it up. By the way, he's got one of the best teams in the country. Again, he's absolutely loaded. But I got a kick out of this, but if I was a lot of other high schools, I'd be going to bat for Teddy. Or I'd be calling Teddy going, hey, Teddy, don't say anything about what we're doing. Because we're doing a lot of the same things that you're doing. We help our kids. I love it. So when you think of guys skipping over a county to get to your school every day, and you know he doesn't come from any money at all. So what do you think's going on out there, South Florida? What do you think's going on? You think the kid just goes to school and stars every day, has no money? You don't think coach don't have some funds out there to help pay eat so these kids can eat and get home when they don't have a ride? How do you think this works? This is no longer you're playing in your neighborhood. There's still some kids that stay in their neighborhood, grow up and go to their school, but not like when we grew up. We got kids from Palm Beach going to Broward schools. We got kids from Dade going to Broward schools. You know who the schools are. I help kids. I help kids when my kids play. I was asked. I did. I'm going to let the kid. I knew their background. Never asked for anything. Just did it. They're good kids. So I see this stuff, and I just crack up that people are trying to make a big deal like this is some crime. And I'm going, wait a second. Pre-game meals and Uber rides. What do you think? He's giving Uber rides to go down to clubs at night? Giving Uber rides to get to school, get home after games. Coach, I don't have a ride home. I know. You're 25, 30 minutes from here. Yeah. We don't have a car. Oh, okay. I know we think that every kid that plays high school football is like the rest of us and, you know, can do it. That's just not the case, man, in a lot of these schools. By the way, a lot of the private schools have a lot of these kids too. You don't think these private schools are helping them? I love all the private schools. I have nothing against any of them. My kids went to them. You don't think everybody's getting a little help? The difference is they didn't go out on Facebook and say, hey, can you help me? They do everything within their clubs, and Teddy probably should have done that too. I believe Teddy Bridgewater's heart, it was in the right place, wanted some help. Now, if you're mad and going, Teddy's got all that money, screw you, Teddy, you should pay for it. Why are you asking me? You make more in a year than I'll make in my life when you were playing the NFL, which I heard some people were whining about that. Teddy's just saying, hey, man, I'm helping, but, you know, again, I know what you're thinking. I have made a lot of money in my career, but I'd like to get some help from you, man. I'd like to get some help from the alumni and some of you proud Bulls that have gone to Northwestern High School. So it's an interesting topic, very, very interesting. That everybody's going to have a take on today, on Teddy. I'm a big Teddy fan. I think he's a class act. And I see this, and as soon as I saw the story, Woody actually told me about it yesterday. And I was like, come on, man, are you kidding me?
I was blown away by the amount of money he spent out of his own pocket.
I don't know. What was the amount?
They're saying up to $200,000, but...
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
It's incredible for him to do that.
So,
and I'd also, Joe, I didn't realize he's just volunteering over there. Like,
yes,
I mean that's
yeah,
you know, it's a sad story, man, because these are obviously benefits that these kids needed, right? And they get an opportunity to play at a better school and, you know, put their stuff on film for colleges. Yeah, this is a weak story, man.
So now. And by the way, if we're going to do this, Florida High School Athletic Association started this when they opened up this thing that you think the transfer portal is bad in college. The state of Florida sucks what they're letting those kids do. It's ridiculous. It's so out of control. The governor should be embarrassed. I don't know what kind of sports fan he is, but maybe we ought to look at that a little bit. Maybe this school to school is a little over the top. Yeah, we got a kid went on his third school already before football season started. So, yeah, I just looked. But if you're looking to whine to me about Teddy Bridgewater, you're coming to the wrong place. I was like, wow, this made this story like Teddy was stealing. I mean, Teddy got a headline for this? All the crap you can do in our state in sports. By the way, you want to do something fun? Go see how many kids we've got coming in from all over this state to play at some of our top high schools down here in South Florida. And see how it's happening. It's crazy. But if you don't think a lot of these kids that are traveling to come to your school, public and private, aren't getting some help from that school under the table and not talking about it, you're making a big mistake. Now, I got no problem with it because I think if a guy's giving his, they should. By the way, if I'm the coach at any school, private or public, and I recruit a guy to comes or he wants to come to my school, I'm going to make sure he's got food in his stomach every day. And I'm going to make sure he's got gas if he's got a car. And I'm going to make sure his ass got a ride home because he thought enough to come to my program when he could go anywhere that I'm going to make sure he's taken care of because I want him to spread the word to all the other kids that one might want to come to my school. I'm not talking about spending money to take your girlfriend out. That's not what this thing with Teddy's all about. Teddy's about making sure you get there, you get home, and you got food. And obviously pregame meals are expensive. You get everybody together for the JV program, the varsity program, put them together. I don't know how all the schools do that. I know some mothers have volunteered, former Dolphin mothers, my teammates' wives that donated their time, were there early Friday and did fundraising and helped put the food on and pasta and all the stuff for the kids. So they had plenty of food for that big dinner before the game, the pregame meal. Anyway, I got to go to break here, man. I got so fired up. I hope I didn't lose my voice here this morning, Woody. That'd be terrible. But anyway, we've got a lot of more stuff to get to here this morning. Got some big news in the NFL to get to and a lot more. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. As we get closer to the start of the National Football League today, rookies next week, the veterans come in, and then we'll be off and running. Before you know it, the Miami Dolphins will be hitting the road for never had this happen before. I believe we're going to be on the road for, I don't know, somebody said 10 days. That seemed a little long, but it's going to be for a while. Back-to-back games, stay on the road and do some practices between Chicago and Detroit and their two preseason games before coming back home. And we get a chance to see Jacksonville together, and especially that first pick that they have that seems like he's pretty damn special. And then we're off and running. Before you know it, we'll be talking about the Colts and most likely Daniel Jones, a quarterback, and getting off to a good start for the football season. By the way, yesterday, I don't know if you guys do this from time to time. Everybody's got something connected to the Dolphins now. Podcast, articles, and people that work for different social media outlets. They have different teams, and we have. So I see people already trying to just say that Tua's going to have a really bad season or get hurt, and they already know who the quarterback's going to be. They're going to draft a quarterback next year, and it might be. And of all people, they threw out Mendoza, who had a great year at Cal and got some money, I'm guessing, and got out of Cal. And I believe he's at Indiana, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that's where he is now. And listen, I'm a big fan. If he'd have been a quarterback here next year, right now for the Miami Hurricanes, I'd have been fine with it. Coming back home to play, went to Columbus High School. His family's down here. But I'm just like, hey, to the writer, I don't want to say his name, but to the Sporting News, like, hey, man, before you already get ahead of yourself, and I know we're trying to kill some time here before the start of the season, and everybody's got an opinion on Tua, and that's fine. Whether you think he'll stay healthy or he stays healthy, he's not very good is what you're saying, or he can't stay healthy, which we'll see. But you're already reaching for next year and a quarterback they might take without even really knowing how the quarterback thing's going to work out in college or where you're going to be picking. Whether you're going to have a chance to get that quarterback. Why don't you let it play out a little bit before you decide to go that far out in front? Now, you want to talk about December and the problems of the Dolphins in December and January? Those are fair. That's been a problem. But you're already talking about skipping this year and looking at next year? I don't get it. I don't get it. Not a good article. No. And you don't even have any. There's no substance to the article at all. Except Mike's on a hot seat and Chris on a hot seat and all the everybody you think's on a hot seat and all those things. But, hey, man, it's here. We don't have to worry about who's here and who's not here. This is a group they went with. Nobody else did. We didn't put the team together. They put the team together. And we'll see. I get it, by the way. I'd agree with 99% of the people. Expectations aren't as high as they were last year and the year before, for sure. Totally agree. Not. And you throw in all the stuff that's gone on here recently, trading a couple of guys here after signing a guy for a couple of years and then deciding, nah, he's a bad fit for our team and getting rid of him. Probably should have been done before that. Probably should have had a better feel. It's hard for me to imagine he changed that much from last year, but okay, it's over. He's gone. He's in Pittsburgh. We're moving on. You got a game plan. There's no question. I hope you have a game plan, and you got a pretty good idea of how good your young guys are and can be, because unless you trade for somebody or you pick up one of these veterans that's still out there, there's four or five of them out there, at the end of their careers, all of them, or been injured, That's where you are. So, yeah, I hope they do play a lot of young guys. I hope we do develop some of those guys. I hope Jason Marshall can play. Hell, I hope Cam Smith. I hope the light goes on finally on the second floor, that Cam Smith can figure some things out. Because so far he's been in denial about what he's done on this team. Not much in 2 years. You're the first guy taken by your team, pal. You need to be better. Ethan Bonner gets a chance. Storm Duck gets a chance. Got some starts. Take it from there. Take it to the next level. Artie Burns, maybe, you know, one more go-around. Former first-round pick. So, good opportunity for some guys. I hope, you know, and Anthony Weaver's and that coaching staff they have on defense, which I think is really good, they can develop these guys, get them in the system, and roll. And we'll see.
I think the thing that scares people the most, though, Joe, is this mediocrity, right? You're not quite good. You're not quite bad. You're just right there in the middle. And that's, I think, what bothers people the most, right? Because if you're good, you obviously you got a shot. If you're bad, you got a shot at a top pick. But the Dolphins are just there, man. They're middle of the road.
Which is
the worst place to be in the NFL. And they're stuck there because they're not bad enough to, like, you know, be one of those teams that can win one, two, or three games, something like that, right?
No, they won't. They have.
I don't see any way something like that happens.
So.
But I also don't see any path to, you know, winning the division and making noise in the playoffs either. So, where does that leave us? It leaves us like, you know, all roads lead back to 500, right?
Right. 8-9, 9-8.
That's a disastrous place to be.
Is what everybody is scared to death about right now. That we are not Buffalo. We are not Baltimore. I'll finish it for you. And we're not Kansas City. Kansas City, my God, the last, what, 5 or 6 years, it's AFC, Super Bowl win, Super Bowl, Super Bowl win, AFC.
Oh, yeah, no one's Kansas City. But.
So, and listen, Buffalo, I think, is really good. And Baltimore is really good. And you know what's happened to them in the playoffs. They can't get over the hump against the other guy. So it's fair. That part is more than fair. Look at man. I've said this for every guy that has on their bio winning seasons. This thing's not about winning seasons, man. It's just not about winning seasons. When you coach for the Miami Dolphins, it's just not about winning seasons. It's just not. There's another number that's overtaken all of that. And I know they know that, and I'm not trying to be a tough guy or tell them something they don't know. We haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. Are you kidding me? I didn't say it, Woody. 25 years? Come on. That's a goal. Even if you don't win the division, which, by the way, you win the division, it sure is a hell of a lot easier getting that first home game at home. At home.
But that's one of the reasons they haven't won a playoff game, too, is because they haven't truly bottomed out. Even the year that they were supposedly tanking, they still didn't end up with the top pick, right?
Well.
So you never officially, like, bottomed out.
So you know what's so funny? Honestly, if we're to really look back, one of the greatest coaching years was what he did. Think about what Brian Flores did. Not to bring up Brian Flores today.
Well, I don't think many people are going to agree with you.
Defensive coordinator for Minnesota.
That was a great job, but
what?
I don't think many people are going to agree with you. I think people were very upset that they weren't worse. Again, they just that was
no,
the
no,
time,
no,
Joe.
But
if you were
going
to bottom out as a franchise, like if you were ever going to bottom out and get that top pick, that was the year.
Nobody's going to do that, man. Nobody is going to do that. Nobody.
But you had a quarterback on the roster you could have rolled with that probably would have gotten you there.
You're probably right. You're probably right. So. Brian Flores had to make a decision. You remember the first two games. They're outscored, what, 90 to whatever.
Yeah, was that when Baltimore hung New like England, 60 like, on them, yeah.
We just, and Steve Young came out and said, I'm concerned guys are going to get hurt on the Dolphins.
Yes,
it's
yes,
so bad. Remember
yes.
that whole thing?
Yeah, they were started. Like, yeah, he's like, they're a college team. They're going to get hurt, yeah.
And Brian Flores, as I'm told, realizes the guys are going, hey, what are we doing? That guy can't play. That Josh Rosen kid sucks. Well, what are we doing? I don't care if we Chris Greer gave up a 2 and a 5. He can't play. He's terrible. Like, we got another guy that everybody likes that's a free-spirited dude that he's ready to go. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Guy steps in. Remember that game they lose right at the end? And then they flip that thing around. He had a meeting and said, hey, guys, I'm in this to win it. I don't want anybody to think. You guys have heard the tank for Tua. I ain't doing it. We are friggin' going to do whatever it takes to win. I'm here to win games. Now, I don't know if everybody was on the same page with that behind the scenes, but I'll never forget, he said, I've seen enough of Josh Rosen. Which apparently the whole league, that was it. Because he got a couple, what did he get, a practice squad or two, and now he's in some private school. I think he's going to school or something. I don't know if he's trying to be a doctor or business guy or whatever he is. But anyway, that was a hell of a job. He coached his ass off. Didn't it end, if I'm not mistaken, didn't it end? They beat New England in New England. Was that the game? Was that the game where our tight end's in the back of the end zone, catches a pass, and we come back and beat the Patriots and knock them out of the number one seed? I mean, they still won the division with Brady, but yeah, it was some crazy story, and I was like, man, that was impressive. But obviously, from the other end about what you're talking about, it wasn't good. But I don't know how you do that if you're playing a guy and the whole team knows the other guy is a lot better. You're going to lose every guy on your team. Nobody will want to play for you. That's a tough decision for Brian Flores to deal with. His job's to win games. Nobody wants to, hey, you know, there's a guy we can get if we stay the way we did the first couple weeks. This will be a slam dunk. We can get that quarterback. Then we can start winning. Yeah, what about if you decide we get that quarterback and I'm not the guy? My resume looks real bad. So that's a tough call, Woody, right? Am I right on that? That's a tough one.
Yeah, I think you're right on it, Joe. We're getting a lot of texts on this topic here, but you know, I just think, again, people are just very frustrated with the fact
that
it's
just... No, I get it, man. I get it.
You're just there. You're not good. You're not bad. You're just there. And that's what they've been for this entire stretch for the most part.
When they put up something, I think I said this to you a couple weeks ago. I think Josh Allen has averaged like 13 wins a season. I don't know what that, maybe since he's been in the league, I don't know about the first year, but.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds right.
They've done a lot of winning. Yeah. And so we'll see, because Stephen Ross believed in these guys and made up his mind before that last game that he wanted those guys back. GM and head coach, which means everybody else. I want to do it. So anyway, we've got to go to break here. We're running super late here this morning. I'm all over the place here with all this stuff. I do agree, though, Woody, you make some really good points, man. Like, you know, and if I have one more person tell me it's about a winning record, like, we're not that bad. We have a winning record. I go, what? I always think of Don Shula, if you would have told him, like, hey, coach, don't be so mad. I mean, come on, we went 9-7 this year. Went 10-6. We almost won the division.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when we have Omar in here and he spits out all these ridiculous Tua numbers that makes Tua sound like he's, you know, freaking Patrick Mahomes or something. Like, it's just all mediocre, man. Like, the quarterback play, the personnel decisions, everything is mediocre with this team. There's nothing good, nothing quite bad enough. Right? Like, I don't think anyone's going to sit here and tell you Tua's terrible, because he's not. No. Right, I'm definitely not a fan of his, Joe, and he's not terrible, but he certainly isn't very good. I mean, he's not going to be the reason you win a Super Bowl.
I will just say this on behalf of Tua. I would really like to see him for 17
games. It doesn't matter. You've seen that, Joe. Let's live in reality. Are the Dolphins going to win a Super Bowl with Tua as their quarterback? Are they going to make it out of? Are they going to make a Super Bowl with Tua as their quarterback?
No.
I mean, it's incredibly unlikely.
Okay,
I mean,
but the year he was healthy, he won 11 games. He did.
Yeah, didn't they get blown out in the playoffs?
All right, so he won 11 games, but he won 11 games. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
But they didn't beat anyone of any substance that year, though. Yes, they beat up on some bad teams. They put up some big numbers. Great.
But you can't go by, this is not college football. Like, you can't do the bad team thing. You just can't.
Why can't you do the bad teams? That's a real thing.
Because the...
It's a real thing. If you go play the Browns or the Broncos or whatever, and you blow them out, great. But then when you get a good team that comes in here and they beat the crap out of you, like, how is that not a real thing?
Like,
and I get it's not college football where it's like strength of schedule matters, you know, to the committee, but that's a real thing, man.
I would just like one more time to see Tua stay healthy and play 17 games. That's all I'm saying. I want to see it.
I got you, but the reality is,
okay.
Roads with that guy as your starting quarterback, don't all roads lead back to mediocre? Whether he plays, doesn't play, whatever.
What do you mean if he plays or doesn't play?
And you know, as well as anyone, Joe, that this guy could be one hit away from them.
Well, wait a second, you're all over the board. You're all over the board. You jump from one topic to the next. I want to see him play 17 games. If he can't, they're done. I mean, if he can't play 17 and he misses games, first of all, you can never count on him again. Like, that's it.
Okay. I mean, you said this, well, whatever.
You can say whatever you want.
It's not the first time I've heard people say this.
And by the way, it does start with Tua. Agree with you 100%. Quarterback is the most important position, even here with the Miami Dolphins.
I just think it's funny that you think like that's kind of like, you know, almost irrelevant that like, oh, they beat up on the bad teams. You know,
I don't think no matter what Tua does this year, he's as good as the same group of guys that are atop of that QB thing every year. I mean, I'm with you.
I just think this feels like almost like a placeholder year where it's just like, all right, let's just go out there and let's see if we can tread water and, you know, we'll figure it out next offseason. We'll make the right additions. And I don't know, man. It just feels like they're doing enough just to kind of stay afloat here.
All right, well, we'll sit back and watch and we'll see how it goes.
Oh, we're watching, you decide, bro.
You decide you're going to lose by 40 every game.
Okay. Don't worry. People are going to buy the tickets, man. You don't have to worry about that.
I don't know. By the way, I'm not so sure about that. I think a lot of people are down on this thing.
Then you'll give out freebies if you have to, just to pack the stadium.
I don't think they do that.
Can you? Do they have to buy tickets for the blackout thing? Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Remember that when the owners would have to buy the tickets to avoid the blackouts?
I remember that. I did. I did. By the way, they had that problem here.
I don't know if that's a thing.
No,
still.
during that 25 years, we had that little problem here. And people are running to bars, and remember, you couldn't if it was within 30 miles. I remember people calling in, "Hey, I'm up here in Palm Beach. They got it." It was far enough away that the blackout was off, and then at the last second, Dolphins buy the last 2,000 tickets. The blackout is off. Hey, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic this morning. ED, low T, whatever you're going through right now, I just want to let you know that if your energy level's not where it should be, your sex drive is gone, you're getting ready for summer vacation, you have no energy and really not looking forward to it, yeah, you got a bad case of low T. Happens to every guy out there. Don't ever be embarrassed. I was a little embarrassed trying to figure out what the hell's going on, man. I mean, a full-blown everything. ED, low T. Hell, I was waiting for my wife to go to bed and fall asleep so I could jump in bed. It was embarrassing. And I got to tell you, this Atlantic Men's Clinic, unbelievable. More than a year ago, can't wait to get back to go see my guys over there and to see the team at Atlantic Men's Clinic. It works. If you're going through it right now, find yourself stressed and just no energy and not sleeping well and you can't sleep at night and all the crummy things that go on, you probably have low T. And with it, ED usually follows. And if you find out right now that's not going well in the bedroom, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. It'll make a big difference for you. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. They'll do all the testing for you, the T, the PSA test, and meet with their professionals. You get some great results. 7 locations, including a brand new one in Hollywood for you that you're really going to like. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
All right, welcome back. We're running a little bit late here because we got a little fired up between the Dolphins and Teddy B this morning to start the show, making news, being suspended from Northwestern High School. I think Teddy came out and said, how are you going to suspend a guy? I'm donating my time. Like, okay, I'll go sit up in the stands and watch my kids. That's fine, whatever you want. It's a crazy one, too. This is not like Teddy's trying to hide something. He posted on Facebook asking the Northwestern Bulls alumni, one of the strongest alumni in South Florida, huge families, a lot of Central, Northwestern actually connected a lot. Hey, man, need your help. I've been picking up the tab for meals and Uber rides, and, man, we got to get some money. I guess he put out the amount of money he spent. So Florida High School Athletic Association gets a hold of it and says, oh, ho, boy, Northwestern, Teddy Bridgewater, that's it for him. He is suspended. I hope those cowards in Dade County back Teddy Bridgewater. And I know everybody's scared to death and all the things, but if you think any of you people that work in Dade County as athletic directors, what's the athletic directors' names? All this, and Broward County and Palm Beach County and anybody else listening to us this morning getting up. If you think that schools that are now with this transfer portal, kids are no longer in the neighborhood walking to school or three or four blocks away or a 10-minute walk or quick bus ride to the school. Those days are over, man, when it comes to sports. You got players. It'd be interesting to have all the top five or six schools, seven, eight schools in South Florida and go, hey, love to know where your top 10 players, how far they travel to get to your school every day. And if you don't think they're getting some help, especially when they come from real poor backgrounds, that schools aren't helping them, making sure they have food, lunch, dinner, and if you don't think they're getting help to get a ride home, you are in make-believe world of what's going on.
How sad is this story, though, man? I mean, Teddy should be celebrated, right?
Yes.
Guy to be that actually generous with...
Yeah.
And it shouldn't fall on his shoulders to have to do that stuff.
Teddy wanted to do... Listen, yeah, Teddy, man. Everybody knew Teddy when he was done. This started years ago. Teddy said, when I get done, I want to go back to my high school. He's always been active in the high school. Really wanted to come back. And, hey, listen, he had a great team. They pounded everybody through the state championship that they won last year. Pounded everybody. And he's got a team that everybody told me is a lot better this year than last year. And now kids want to go there. But there's a lot of schools that are up listening with athletic directors and coaches, and they're going, oh, boy, yeah, Teddy, stuff Teddy did, we kind of do here. We do a little differently, but money gets funneled a little differently, but we kind of do the same things he's doing, but they don't go out and put it posted on Facebook. But if you have a kid that's traveling from South Dade to go up to Broward to school, if you don't think he's getting some type of compensation, knowing where he's coming from, the area. Come on. There's some common sense in this, man. There just is. You know the deal. We had to just start calling everybody out if Teddy's getting in trouble. I got no problem with what Teddy Bridgewater did. Nothing. To become a top six or seven story today with the top trending stories on ESPN, Teddy Bridgewater suspended. I went like, wow, wonder what happened to Teddy. Did he get a DUI? What happened to Teddy?
Well, it's almost like they're trying to make an example out of him, but I don't know, man. It seems like it's part of a bigger problem.
Yeah. You think? But it all started when they opened that transfer portal.
Imagine a guy being that generous that would give up that kind of, you know, his own money.
Would he?
Pretty impressive.
That, you know, we got a lot of kids now coming from all over the state and out of state to play here in South Florida for one of those six or seven schools that we always talk about.
Good. And if they're good enough, they should be able to play for those schools, Joe, but they shouldn't have to rely on the coach to help them out. There should be a system in place that provides that stuff.
Well, so I always thought Northwestern was pretty good alumni, so I'm not sure about that. I know Central's got a really strong alumni. I've seen that group up close at Trask Powell. But anyway, hey, we got to go to break here. We got to get caught up. I know I'm running super late already, running the 7 o'clock hour. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, and we'll be jumping on some different stuff. I do want to, before we go to break here, boy, I tell you what, I got this all-new Equinox I'm driving out here in California. Man, that thing is sweet. Oh, God, is that nice, man. I just want to tell you, if you're looking for a new SUV here for the summer, decide you're staying away from airports and getting ready to take a summer vacation, you need some space for you and your family, you're going to love the all-new Equinox. I'm telling you right now, electric or regular, boy, I'll tell you what, they're fantastic. The amount of space you get, all the features you get with a fantastic look. I like talking about the 2025 midsize Traverse also. I think it's roomy. I think it looks fantastic. It's got a 2.5-liter engine I know you're going to love for better performance. I talk about Silverado Trucks as our cleanup hitter since it was Home Run Derby last night. Our winner of the Home Run Derby is the Silverado Truck, strong and durable every day. With all the power you need, with four strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, and 12 standard tie-downs. You get it all. Hardest working bed in the business and a truck made absolutely perfect for your lifestyle with convenient locations all over South Florida. You got to check out your South Florida Chevy dealers today before you take that summer vacation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.